Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe, no title, and I'm so glad that you joined me for the Lord's Word of God today. And we know that all things happen for a reason, and that is so God shows us that He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. And as Paul said, he is a bondservant of Jesus Christ. And we are all bond servants, brothers and sisters. And a bond servant is a slave, serving God, pleasing Him, and doing His will. Amen? Amen. So the theme today is, you can't use God and get away with it. No way, no how. And so if you brought your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. We'll read verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen, brothers and sisters, amen. And the Word of God says to the Philippians, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And so we're going to look at a couple of examples in the old text. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 19. And so here we see Moses takes the Israelites to meet the Word of the Lord. And so the people are standing at the base of Mount Sinai. I'm reading verse 19. Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. So now let us read chapter 20, verse 18, to see what the Israelites say to Moses. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings and lightning and flashes, the sounds of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, you speak with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak to us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, that His fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. So brothers and sisters, remember the first verse we read. The first step to wisdom is to fear God. And God is showing the Israelites how mighty and powerful He is, so that they can fear Him and not sin. Amen? Amen. When Abraham takes Isaac up to the mountain to sacrifice him, as God had instructed him to do. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, it reads, and God said to Abraham, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to harm him, for now I know that you fear God. He doesn't say, now I know you love God. He says, now I know you fear God. It is very important, brothers and sisters, that we fear God, to be a good servant of the Lord. People have to learn to respect the Lord, not just because they love what He did for them, but to fear Him, because hell is a real place, and anyone that does not make it to heaven is going to hell. So the last passage we'll read is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, starting in verse 1. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. So David told his captain Joab that he wanted to number and count all the Israelites. But this displeased God. So we'll start reading verse 9. Then the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, go and tell David, saying, thus saith the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and said to him, thus saith the Lord, choose for yourself either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be defeated by your foes with the sword of your enemies overtaking you, or else for 3 days the sword of the Lord, the plague in the land, with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout the territory of Israel. And David said to Gad, I am great in distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for His mercies are very great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of the Israelites fell. Brothers and sisters, his choice was God's punishment because God is so merciful. And God ends up killing 70,000 Israelites. You see, when David decided to count all the Israelites, when Satan entered him, he got a proud heart. And he had probably got caught up into sinning a lot leading up to that point. If you get caught up into sinning a lot, God will take your guardian angel away from you. This is why people have accidents and get diseases. God is long-suffering. He's not like our earthly fathers who punish us soon, but at some point, he will chasten us to make us better. You need to know God's power. You don't want God to turn his back on you. He sees and hears everything. A good example of this is Samson. Samson comes upon a lion, a roaring lion, and he tears him apart with his bare hands because the Spirit of God came upon him. Delilah persuades him to tell him the secret to his strength. And he tells her that if his hair is cut, he would lose his strength. So she tells the Philistines when he's sleeping, and they come and they bind him, and they cut his hair. So he woke from his sleep and he said, I will go out before as other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. See, brothers and sisters, people think that he lost his strength because his hair got cut. No, it's because God turned his back on him, left him. You do not want God to turn his back on you. Amen? Amen. In the book of Chronicles, it tells us, if you forsake God, God will forsake you. And so, brothers and sisters, don't turn your back on God. The title of the message is Fear Factor. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So keep carrying the cross given to you without looking back. So put your sins behind you as Paul did and press forward until you reach your plateau. And be ready to meet the Lord in the sky where there's no more pain and suffering and no more death for those who are part of the second resurrection. Because not everyone's part of the first resurrection. Only the ones chosen to serve with Jesus during the 1,000-year reign. Because there is death during the 1,000 years. A child dies at 100 years old. I encourage you to read up on this and let the Holy Spirit guide your path and give you understanding. You can find this in Revelation chapter 20. So let us continue to follow Christ and take him as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen. Amen.